Continuing with our look at Asma'ul Husna, today we will look at another most beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolutely amazing, and that's Al-Kareem. Maybe roughly translated, it is the generous, but you know, it describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's benevolence and beneficence. Al-Kareem is he who forgives whilst having the power to exact retribution, which keeps promises which exceeds the utmost one could desire when giving. Al-Kareem is not concerned about the amount given, nor the one to whom something is given. If others are in need, Al-Kareem is not pleased. When the quality of generosity is displeased with a friend, the person reproaches the friend but does not carry this to the limit. It's just amazing. The one who seeks refuge and shelter with someone who has the quality of generosity is never ever lost and is spared the need of begging. As an attribute of action, it means one who is endowed with liberality. And as an attribute of power, it refers to one who fixes the measure of generosity. And if you take it as an attribute of relation, all nobility stems from this. So Al-Kareem, in essence, is one who is not only with high esteem, but also one who gives without measure. It's literally out of this world. And one of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran, one I love so much, is an ayah from Surah Al-Infitar, and it's ayah number 6. You know, whenever I read it, there's a process within, an emotional process that there's no way I can stop the tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O human being, what has beguiled you away from your Rabb, the Kareem, the generous one, the gracious one? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, who created you, then made you complete and made you symmetrical. فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ, into whatever form he pleased, he constituted you. So if we want to understand the theoethics of Karama, of Al-Kareem, is that he provides even to those who do not deserve. He gives out his benevolence even without being asked. If you pray to him for forgiveness, it is the sign of Al-Kareem that he will erase the sins if you truly do tawbah. And not only that, it is Al-Kareem who records a good deed for him in that place. He covers the sins of the sinners and he hides their shortcomings. You know, there's an incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated a story about the forgiveness of Al-Kareem. He said, I know the last person who will enter Jannah and the last one who will get out of Jahannam. He is a person who will be approached and it will be said, show him his minor sins and suspend the major ones, whereupon he will be shown his minor sins. He will be then asked if on a particular day he did a particular thing. And he will answer in the affirmative, fearing the penalty from his major sins. And he will be told, in each place, in the place of each of your sins, you will be granted a good deed. Whereupon this bemused man will say, my Rabb, but I have committed other sins which I do not see here amongst them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this place was seen to smile and his front teeth were visible. And when he was asked, he said, this is because Allah is Al-Kareem Mutaghafil. He is the Kareem, the generous one who deliberately overlooks. And one of these signs, the Prophet said, is that he forgives whenever he is asked for. And Rasulullah referred to Ayah 10 of Surah An-Nuh. This is Surah number 71, where he says, فَقُلْتُ أَسْتَغْفِرَ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. This is Prophet Nuh saying that I told my people, ask forgiveness of your Rabb. Surely he is the most forgiving. This is a sign of his karamat. It is Allah who is Kareem, who is generous to one who takes refuge in Him. You don't need anyone to stand in His presence. He knows you. He knows your needs. He knows your intentions. It is in His generosity that we should take refuge to ask for help. You know, if we apply this to ourselves, Abdul Karim is a witness to the infinite generosity of Allah and acts in accordance with it. When you are able to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karamat, His generosity, know that it will show in the way you behave. Abdul Karim overlooks faults. He hides them. It is Abdul Karim for whom the Prophet ﷺ said, the grape vine is characterized as being generous because unlike the date palm, its fruit is delicious, picking it is simple, reaching it is easy, and it has no thorns or other causes of harm. Let me say, give you an anecdote that might help understand it. It is said that there was an atheist who wanted to Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ to invite him to dinner. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, if you submit yourself to Allah, I will definitely ask you to be my guest. And the atheist went away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a revelation to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O Ibrahim, you will not give this person dinner until he leaves his own religion. They have been giving him his provisions for 70 years in spite of his disbelief. If you had given him dinner tonight, what would you have lost? As soon as Prophet Ibrahim ﷺ heard this, he sought out the atheist and invited him to dinner. The man said, but I thought you wouldn't invite me unless I submitted to your God. And Ibrahim ﷺ related his revelation, and the atheist said, if your God is so Kareem, then accept me now into your religion. It is not doubting His mercy nor His generosity. Very often you will find the attribute Al-Kareem written in the Quran together with Al-Jaleel. At the end of the statement of an ayah, you will see Jaleelul Kareem. This is because Allah's might, Al-Jaleel is mighty. It might be associated with sort of unescapable punishment and lead someone into hopelessness. Al-Kareem, the generous one, then becomes a refuge from that all-overpowering might. If you recite Astaghfirullah Ya Kareem, inshallah, you will get safety from his punishment and increase hope in being forgiven. It is said that if you recite Ya Kareem until you fall asleep, then inshallah you'll be appreciated, helped and served by people, and your well-being will be enhanced. If you have debts and you just cannot find a way out, then recite Ya Kareem 270 times every day. That's 270, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist in making you debt-free.